shirt because I don't like my legs being exposed on this podcast.
Yeah, that's the problem. When it gets hot, I like want to wear shorts, but I don't like my hairy legs. I don't want people looking at my shorts to see my dick.
Yeah, people in the comments, they're mean, they're rude. That's just how it is. So I guess I'm just gonna look like a grandma that's like.
You look like you have polio, like people in the old days. Like, remember when people in wheelchairs would put blankets over their legs for some reason?
Did they? Probably because it was ugly to look at.
Because there was no muscle in the legs or something. I don't know. I feel like FDR did that a bunch.
Who's that?
Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
What was he?
He was the prez. I can't remember when he was the prez. I'm not a date guy, but I remember reading that like most of the country didn't even know he was paralyzed. It was like before everything was like on video and shit, and they would only show him from the waist up because they thought it made him look like made the country look weak.
Well, speaking of country looking weak, did you see all the shit that's going on with? First of all, I just want to say shout out to Keith Jones.
Jonesy, that thing is sick.
Jonesy sent me a bunch of. I'll say this: I still hate Philadelphia, but it's coming around. Like people, I've had good experiences with people from Philly. It's like they're. It's like sweet and sour. What's that fucking candy? It's first you're sour, then you're sweet or something.
Sour Patch Kids, sweet gone.
So yeah, I had to wear this on the show. Shout out Jonesy, sick, right?
It's, yeah,
this thing is nasty.
I like the style of it, like with the button down the middle and shit. Yeah, that's that classic shit.
It's cool, but you see this stuff going on with like welcome into the pop culture podcast, Wet Jeans. We strictly talk about pop culture, Taylor Swift.
This is brought to you by the Bravo Channel.
The Bravo Channel. How many divorces do you have to have to watch that?
You have to have no job at all if you're watching the Bravo Channel because you're just watching Andy Cohen at like 2 p.m. on a Tuesday.
You got
to
be such an alcoholic, dude.
Yeah, you definitely have a pill problem for sure.
Definitely. You see what's going on with like Ryan Garcia, the boxer?
No.
Oh, you don't know any of this? Fuck. Shouldn't even talk about that.
Damn, what the fuck? I didn't see that.
He's like that boxer and he's like...
I know who he... Like, I know... I didn't see him.
He's like saying that he got brought to Bohemian Grove. You know what that is?
No.
Fuck, dude. Shit. It's like that thing in the woods and all the like the higher up in elites and they go and they drink the baby's blood and they like mess with kids.
Oh, yeah. Like the R word. Like the Tom Hanks shit.
Yeah. Like Oprah goes there and they harvest babies and
Oprah
shit.
Oprah
definitely
kills babies, by the way, but keep going.
So Ryan Garcia basically said he went there and they tied him down and made him watch things that were involving children.
Wait, how does he get that? Is he at that level?
Like he has 10 million on Instagram.
Yeah, but I just feel like I thought you had to be like Oprah, Tom Hanks, like world
like
renowned.
Mike Tyson, DiCaprio.
Yeah, like
that's
world
what I
renowned.
Thought.
I didn't realize that they were, because it feels like when you start inviting people to drink like baby's blood and shit, you got to really make sure you're not just inviting anyone.
You got to know that they're going to like it.
Yeah.
But apparently he like freaked out. He has a fight coming up, so this could all just be a fight promo or it's a manic episode or it might be real. I don't know. But he was saying that he got tied down and they made him watch videos of like little kids being abused and he's being dead serious and he's saying that it's real and the elites are hurting kids in the woods at Bohemian Grove, which is like a boys club.
Oh.
Like it's a grown men's club. Apparently it's a old club. It's like in the middle of the woods and it is for like the rich and powerful and stuff like that.
Interesting. I would love to get to the level where I get the invite. I would be like, no, I'm good. But I would like to get to the level where they're like, Andy, if you want to stop by and watch some like child shit, I'd be like, no, but I appreciate the invite. And I'm glad I'm on this level now.
So they don't like when you do that. So they get offended.
Right.
So if you get the invite and you say no,
they'll just make sure your wife
fella,
is out.
They're going to, yeah, they're going to come after you. Like the Satan. He was saying a bunch of shit and he was saying that like basically it's real and kids are getting tortured in the woods and stuff like that. I just feel like it can't be possible because everyone would have to be so tight-lipped.
Yeah, that's
you can't have one whistleblower.
Yeah, that's what I always like whenever people have these like wild conspiracies like the fact that the moon landing's fake and shit like that, but I know people love to gossip and that's the reason why I don't believe in most conspiracies because I don't think that's the only reason why I don't believe in most conspiracies is because there's no way people can keep their mouths shut. People would be posting shit on their Instagram story.
Yeah, and also, who are the kids there?
Yeah, where are you getting these kids? Are they just, like, grown? They probably have, like, I don't know, they probably take them. Like, you know, you can go to, like, fucking, like, Portugal or something like that and get some kids.
Yeah, but everyone's saying that human trafficking is, like, a billion-dollar industry. How? How?
They don't even run any ads or anything. How are you?
No ads. Where do you take payments? Zelle? It will get tracked. Venmo?
That's true. You can't. Cash? You can't do cash. There's no way. You would never be able to wash that much money.
It's a lot of money. How is it that big of an industry? And also, I don't know one person that's ever been kidnapped.
Yeah, it's kind of like growing up when you I know, fucking noise. I
can't stand that.
When they used to have those things on McDonald's where you peel the side of the cup off. And I always wondered, like, they always did those events, but I never knew anyone that knew anyone that knew anyone that won. And that's kind of like the same thing.
Like, is anyone even getting trafficked? I know that's going to offend a lot of people, but
I think, well, it's probably not in our area, but
that's true. It's probably not happening in Scottsdale. Actually, there was like 150 arrests recently in Scottsdale over like trafficking and stuff.
That's fucked up.
I just don't get it. Like, what is it happening like right in front of our eyes and we don't know?
I also
like, how do you traffic somebody?
And then also I don't understand how there's not much of a market for it.
Yeah, where's the market?
Like, who are the people that are willing to, like, you're telling me there's this many people that are willing to, like, kidnapped kids
and shit? Who's the market?
Yeah, I don't understand. There's
what do you do with those kids?
Yeah, like, what do you do with them?
But even adults get trafficked.
Yeah, that's
I just don't get how. Like, I don't want to be ignorant, but how do you get trafficked? Like, as a man?
I don't think men get trafficked that much. I think
the numbers are less, yeah.
Yeah.
Like babes are getting trafficked, which sucks, but I just don't understand the market. Where is it at? How are they paying taxes on? Is there sales tax?
Right.
Where are the trafficked people at? I don't understand.
I don't really understand either. I just don't understand how there's that big, like, it's probably not so much in this country. Like, there obviously is in this country, but I bet it's in but you go from go to Rio de Janeiro. There's probably a ton of it.
People getting trafficked?
Yeah, there's probably just, like, people hopping out of vans and kidnapping you and
dude,
shit.
Dude, that would suck. Imagine you're just going to get a cappuccino and all of a sudden you just get trafficked.
Yeah, why do they call it trafficked? Is it because most of the time it happens in the road?
I think it's because, like, yeah, and it's probably a lot of traffic.
Like, there's so many people that it's, like, a line.
Yeah, there's a lot of trafficking. I don't understand. And then who's at, like, the helm of all of this? The Darren Helm. Who is coordinating? When I think of people getting trafficked, are they putting them in boxes?
I always picture, I always picture that when people get kidnapped, they're in, like, a box on, like, a boat that has, like, small breathing holes. And they just don't know. Like, which would be crazy.
Yeah.
That's what I picture. But I don't really know that too much about trafficking. I do always see stuff about it, so I'm sure it's happening a lot. But I don't really know exactly, like, the ins and outs. Like, why and who and, like, when.
What is going on in there? We're talking about human trafficking. We have fucking people.
Johnny Dorsland.
Fuck up, dude. Yeah, I don't know. Like, do you have a membership? Do you get emails? Do you have to unsubscribe? Like, how do you know if a new person's on the market that you want to look at? I just don't understand. Where's the lineup of these people? How do you know what you're getting? Is there a description? Is it over text? I just don't understand a lot of it.
Yeah, the waters are too murky. We need to dive into it. We need to do like an underground documentary.
We need to figure out what's going on. But they're not even trying to like figure out that stuff. That's the thing. If they wanted to stop it, I feel like they could.
Yeah, probably. I mean, you hear my stomach? That was so weird. It sounds like a baby crying.
I thought that was someone in the other room.
That was my stomach.
Are you hungry?
No. I think I maybe just hit the poo. That was so weird. I was like, it sounds like someone's getting trafficked in my stomach.
Yeah. Do you have a person in your stomach?
Why? There's something making weird ass noises. Yeah. Speaking of trafficking, I think they're planning on passing a bill that's going to ban TikTok.
Yeah, I saw that today.
Pretty soon, which is like, the problem is, I think there's more to the bill than, it's not just like TikTok's gone. It's like giving the gov, I think, the ability to just ban any app that they don't think is like helpful.
But I think TikTok is definitely making is negative. TikTok is not a positive thing.
Getting rid of TikTok would be the best thing for this country by far.
Yeah,
like people can't even watch 16-second videos without a split screen of what's that game when you Maze Run? No, it's what's that game?
Fruit Ninja.
Yeah, or like Fruit Ninja or some shit like that. Like, if you need a video, if you need a split screen of a video and another video below, and at any point in your life, it's over for you.
Yeah, I don't get how people get addicted to just the scrolling. Like, how is the content that good?
It's not. That's why I never understood it either. I had TikTok for a month. I was like, all right, I'll get on it. I didn't really understand the whole draw. It, for me personally,
kind of gay.
I just hated. No, I hated disrespect. Seeing every all these people because I hated everyone I was seeing. Mm. Maybe that's why. Like, maybe you have to get to the level of being a hater like me, where you like every time I scrolled, I'd be like, I fucking hate this person. I realized I was like getting angry at someone I didn't even know. So I was like, I'll just close this app and never use it again.
It's all fake, though. It's all no, none of that shit is real. No. Like, it's all fake. It's just like all set up, weird. Yeah, I don't know. I mean. I don't know the reason. Why are they banning TikTok, though? Like, to stop the Israel war or something?
Maybe China's doing up to something crazy.
Everything is so weird recently.
Yeah.
I'm starting to figure out, like, everything is getting way too weird.
Bruno, I feel like we're in a very weird time.
Everything's getting weird.
I watched a video, like, for example, I watched a video of a robot that an AI robot that the Saudis created. And it's like so lifelike. It's got like the shit on, like the Saudi garments and shit. And the actual robot made an inappropriate pass at the female reporter. And I was like, wait a minute.
Dudes being guys.
Yeah, just guys being guys. I was like, damn, that's a realistic male robot right there, because that's exactly what a dude would do.
We're all going to be dead by AI. Like, I wouldn't even be surprised if it was by next year. They're going to figure shit out. They're going to be like, fuck these people. I don't get the point of like, Open AI. They're like, oh, open AI. Why do we need that?
Yeah.
We don't need that.
I never understood.
Why are we getting so complicated? Why does it always have to be so complicated?
Avril Lavigne was right when she said that, by the way.
Just, why do we need that, though?
Yeah.
I don't understand. Like, all these fucking geeks, no disrespect to nerds and geeks, but like, they're in these laboratories and they're just like, well, what if we made a robot that could jerk somebody off and make a pancake? It's like, why?
Yeah.
Why?
Just because we can do things doesn't mean we should.
Like
the AI art was like the first taste of AI I got. I was like, this is the like
AI art?
Yeah, like, do people not realize that this is like the end of the best parts of society?
Oh, yeah, we're done.
Like, it's so crazy to me. I mean, obviously, if you're like a pro AI art person, you're not a creative person or anything like that, because like, no one in their right mind, like, when people, like, all those like fucking fake paintings and shit, I don't know, it's just so weird to me. And like, someone made like an AI Drake song and people were streaming it, like, bro,
why
is your brain even on? Like, you know, you're okay with music that's not made by like anybody, so there's just nothing in it.
Every time I see a little kid now, I'm just like, you have a long road ahead of you, buddy. Like, think about how weird there's so many fucking distractions.
There's so much construction going on, like, all Arizona's the construction capital of the world. There's
it's
always
never gonna stop.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's only gonna get worse.
It's never going to stop. Everyone just damages. If something's good, we sabotage it.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
That's what happens in life in all aspects of it.
Yeah.
If something's great, it's only great for a little bit.
Digging up holes in the HOA, and we need to redo the lines and redo the sewage and the plumbing. And dude, stop.
We're building like 1,000 different apartment complexes.
Yeah, there's so many
a day, yet rent is not getting any cheaper, which is like mind-boggling to me. I don't really understand how that doesn't really even add up in my head, but I wouldn't be able to understand it. I don't think
I think people are just starting to figure out that you don't have to live in New York and LA.
Yeah, people are definitely moving away from that for
yeah
sure.
They're moving away. I mean, think about people that live stacked on top of each other on an island, like Manhattan.
Yeah,
like Manhattan is like weird.
What quality of life do you have?
Just like stomping around in Manhattan, just a bunch of people. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, I think everything's getting really weird. I mean, the second I saw Jake Paul is fighting Mike Tyson, I put my phone down. I said, all right,
If you're still buying Jake Paul fights, you need to take a hard look in the mirror.
I've always said this, like, respect to Jake Paul for finding his niche and being a prize fighter and making money, but Mike Tyson is a 60-year-old man.
Yeah, like, what are we doing?
Like, yeah, everyone's like, oh, Mike Tyson's going to knock him out. Bro, you're thinking of, like, the killer Mike Tyson in his prime. Mike Tyson's 60.
He's an old
Think
man.
About that. He's an old man.
Yeah. Like, the average athlete retires at 35.
That's like saying me and Wayne Gretzky could play, like, one-on-one in hockey. I have a chance at beating him.
I think
why? Because Wayne Gretzky's 90.
Yeah, he's old. And that would be insane. You would be able to skate around him for sure.
That's like playing tennis against, like, I can't even think of one. Like, someone that's like 80 years old. That was like ranked one in the world at a
Billie Jean King.
I think I could beat Billie Jean King. Do you think I could? How old is Billie Jean?
I don't even know.
Probably. She's so old.
Yeah, like you there's. I feel like
I could beat her in straight sets.
I feel like you would. I mean, she's so old. And obviously,
she's like 90.
And also, fighting someone is by far the biggest like discrepancy between eight. Like is there? I could probably beat the shit out of like almost every 60-year-old.
Yeah,
but like obviously, I don't think I'd be able to fight. I would not be able to beat Mike Tyson.
No,
but like, what's his name? Jake Paul fucking trains year round for this shit, and he's huge. Like this, it's like
I don't Paul is an athlete. Let's not get it confused. Like the kid's an athlete.
He's huge,
and he's 30 years younger than Mike Tyson.
Yeah, and he's been training, and Mike Tyson probably hasn't been because he's 65.
Mike Tyson's doing shrooms every day.
Yeah,
like every day.
It's so insane.
He's 60, but people are going to buy the fight.
Oh, yeah, because there's people obsessed. I
remember that one time?
What?
With the Floyd Mayweather fight? They were like, shh, were you there?
Wait, when was
Logan that? Paul fought Floyd Mayweather, and these kids in this complex bought the fight in like the main room, and we were being too loud. And they're like, yo, shh, Logan Paul fight's on.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that's not even like a real thing.
Yeah, it's like you understand that they're laughing, like they're doing this purely so they can make a bunch of money and then not care.
Logan Paul and Floyd Mayweather. Just like, what planet am I on?
That's so crazy. Like, people just want to pay to see famous people fight. That's
like,
really
what's
all it is.
Next, though? Like, how much weirder can shit get?
Isn't there, like, an AI boxing fight?
I'm so tired of AI, dude.
Yeah.
I'm tired of hearing about it.
It's almost making me hate Allen Iverson in a way. Just because I can't hear AI again.
Fuck Allen Iverson.
Fuck him to hell.
I actually love Allen Iverson.
Yeah, he was my favorite growing up.
But I heard a story the other day that at Madison Square Garden, the hockey team, like the Rangers, the away team used to come in. And in the showers of the away team, they shared the away locker room with the away NBA teams. And when there was an NBA game the night before the hockey game, there'd be a ton of blunts and roaches in the showers because the NBA guys just smoke weed in the shower.
That's fucking sick.
How sick is that?
That's so cool. Like after the game, just like sparking it up in the shower.
Yeah, the NBA is so cool. Those guys don't care at all. They're just like, we're in the NBA. We can do whatever we want. Like go to strip clubs. Smoke pot in the arena. Like they don't care.
They approached sports the best way possible. They are above all of us, and they're above getting like canceled and shit. That's like the perfect thing. Like in hockey, if you do something like somewhat bad, you're fucking grilled and you get in a ton of trouble. But in NBA, they've established that
we don't care.
They're too powerful and they don't care. And if you lose them, you lose the league. Like that's how important they are to the league. Where James Harden could go buy a shotgun and go to a children's hospital and kill like 12 of them, and he'll be shooting half court shots mid game by like a week after.
And I'd still bet on his prop over 2.5 3-pointers.
Yeah, for sure.
That makes it splash, dude.
Yeah, because that's why I really like NBA players. They've established themselves as like, we can do fucking anything. You guys need us more than we need you.
They are cool. Just like all their fits and everything they do, just their swag.
Yeah.
Like you can't beat the NBA.
No. They make so much fucking money too. Like
so much. Is there a cap? There's no cap, right? I don't think there's a cap.
I can't imagine there is.
There's no way. Guys are making like 40, 50 million a year. Guys on the bench are making 10.
And they're not even playing all 82 games.
They're like, we need load management.
Yeah, they're load management. Like, that's crazy when you're getting paid that much. And then, like, yeah.
I think a regular job should have load management.
It's like crazy that it is crazy that your regular job where you work like 360 days a year doesn't have load management, but like an NBA game where, like, obviously they're training and shit, but they get it and they make a zillion times more than you.
Yeah. Imagine getting like 10 vacation days a year. Buddy, there's 365 fucking days a year. You're going to give me 10 days off?
That's crazy.
10?
10 days.
That's it.
That is the craziest thing. I can't believe we've boxed ourselves into this lifestyle of just like, you got to just work almost all your life.
Yeah. And then for what though? Then you get arthritis? We've talked about this before, but it's true.
Yeah, I even saw like a Ben Shapiro video, unfortunately, popped up on my feed about how he was saying like how retirement shouldn't even be a thing. It's like, bro, what? People who think that you're just born to work, that's, I wish I had that mentality because life would be easier. But I just like look at like people that just like work like 6 days a week and it's just like, man, like what's the point of all this?
It's like you're only going to be able to maybe play pickleball when you're done.
Yeah.
Maybe. And That's it.
And your back's going to hurt no matter what.
Like, you're not going to be able to, like, go on a boat in off the coast of Monaco and, like, whack a chick in a handstand.
Yeah.
Those days are over. So what's the point of all this?
That's the problem, is retirement should occur early in your life, and then you should work when you're too old to do anything else.
The worst thing you could do is get a family and settle down.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Imagine being like 30 and you have a you're married with kids. Have a fun next 50 years, you jackass.
You just can't do what you want. That's the problem for me, is that if I had like a responsibility like a kid, I just can't leave the house and like go do shit whenever I want.
Yeah, it's always crying and barking and fucking.
Don't go over there.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Get away from that.
Stay where I can see you.
Would you go on a cruise?
If it was like,
you ever been on a cruise?
I've never been on a cruise. I would go on a cruise if it was to my like. Like, there's different types of cruise. I don't know if I could do one of those big carnies.
Bro.
But I could do the ones that, like, where you actually kind of like explore a little bit.
I'm not positive on this, but I'm pretty sure there's like singles cruises. That would be insane.
I would love to go on a singles
You're
cruise.
You're trapped.
Hold on. I want to see if this is
true. I would be whacking the You'd fucking be- everybody.
Oh, you come back with AIDS.
Oh, for sure.
You are just trapped on a boat that's floating in the middle of nowhere with people that are horny.
Horny as hell.
Singles cruises.
I wonder what the average like sexual assault that occurs on a singles cruise is. Probably like
that's not funny. I don't know why I laughed. There are so many distractions. Like, this is freaking me out.
Yeah, there's people all around us.
2024 cruises for singles. Oh my god. It's not even that much, too. It's like 1,500. Exclusive adult only voyages. Yeah, I couldn't go on a cruise with kids. No way.
No, that sounds like
no
fucking
way.
These kids scream like fat little 12-year-olds eating jelly and running around.
Eating chicken fingers, like all you can eat. They got a bracelet on, they're eating chicken fingers, they're pissing in the hot tub.
The term all you can eat is the most disgusting phrase in the English language.
Number one. Cruise for singles is the Celebrity Apex, the number one best cruise for singles. That would be like so cool.
You know what would be cool though, if they determined like you have to be hot to get on though, because I don't want to get, because like a lot of people that might be doing that shit might be gross. It's like, you know how people, like every couple that does like, what is it when you are like, you want to fuck other people? Like,
I don't know if it's polygamy or monogamy.
Monogamy would be would be one, because mono. Oh yeah, so it'd be polygamy. Like
polygy is what?
I think it's like you can go around fucking like people with open relationships. They're never hot.
Polygy, no, they always look like refrigerators.
Yeah,
not that I look good. But.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, hey, you know what? I decided I want to start doing. By the way,
what?
It's the most beautiful tradition in sports. I'm gonna take it into the bedroom. Is after me and a girl whack, we trade underwear.
That would be cool, like
soccer players do after a game.
That would be cool. Does it have to be underwear though?
Well, what else would you trade it though? Like, that's the most like sexual thing. Like, you don't wear it.
Oh, you're not gonna wear it.
No, you just go like
it's a trophy.
Yeah, you switch, you hold it up, and you maybe just like prop the camera on your TV in your bedroom, take a picture
together,
and then you just maybe frame the underwear or something like that. Like that, like, because like people that play against Messi, when they get Messi's jersey, they hang it up in their place. I think that'd just be a cool like intimate way to be like, hey, like that was a good good job out there.
We did this
and like now we're tied to each other in a way, like with no one else is.
Coolest thing ever is when you get done, it's like, do I walk you to the door, like do we kiss, like,
I think it all depends.
I just go on my phone, I'm like, all right.
And when do you leave?
Oh, I gotta go.
I
got a tea time.
Tea time.
Kind of weird, kind of ironic. One of the best singles cruises is called Virgin Voyage.
That is pretty interesting. That's a pretty funny. That's a pretty good little bit.
One of their things is complimentary Wi-Fi. I'm not gonna need that. We're gonna be fucking.
You might need that if you can't fuck anyone else. Because you're gonna need porn to jerk off. You're gonna be jerking off into the ocean.
Do you think that would be the most depressing thing? Being on a singles cruise and you just can't get the job done, so you just go jerk off.
You just jerk off of the back of the boat.
Like you're literally jerking off in the Caribbean Ocean on a cruise ship. That is so depressing.
Coming into the wake.
There is nothing more depressing than jerking off on a cruise ship. Nothing.
Oh, that's the thing.
There's nothing more depressing than that. You're just someone like, could just come to me and be like, "Hey, my dad killed himself." Like I'd be like, "It could be worse."
Yeah, like you could be on the Apex cruise, J-O-ing into the wake of a boat.
You could be on the Fiesta party cruise by Royal Caribbean and be jerking it. You could be on the Carnival cruise jerking off.
Just eating all you can eat by yourself and then jerking off.
That, oh, my God.
Yeah, man. I can't believe people do the single shit. Like, it sounds good in theory, but, people do, speed dating and shit. Like, that's crazy.
Speed dating? What is that? Like, people – holy fuck. I asked for questions on this, and we got a lot. Voice questions.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. By the way, I fucking hate announcing shit, and it just, doesn't get done. Like, even the contracts were done. And we had to move the date to the 11th.
When? Wait, what?
May 11th now.
For what? Boston or Toronto?
Boston.
Really?
Yeah, I should have told you this off the air.
That's funny as fuck.
Yeah, I just found out, though. But, yeah, I mean, because shit, the venue double booked. And I was like, well, we're the talent.
Yeah, like who'd they book?
Unbook the other people, and then guess what? It was like for some like charity and shit. I go, all right, move us. I don't want to get canceled.
No,
second someone says charity, back off.
Yeah,
because you are going to get annihilated by the internet.
Fuck.
Wet Jeans bombarded. Yeah, so the show is May 11th in Boston. Apparently, the contracts are about to get signed right now. Tickets will be on sale soon, and I guarantee you, we're probably just gonna have to move the date again. Let's just keep bait and switching people.
It's going to be this date, and then be like, no.
It's May 11, 2025.
And then no refund. Nothing for
no people. Refunds.
No refunds whatsoever.
Nope. You guys better be there. Be loud. First live show. It's going to be fucking cool. Yeah. I don't know what to say anymore, because every time I say something, we have to change it.
Yeah. Until it's like concrete.
I think it's pretty concrete right now, but May 11th, Boston. Next week, we will have the ticket link. Yeah.
Two in the pink, one in the ticket link.
Nice.
I was going to say.
What were we talking about, jerking off on cruises?
Oh, yeah, like speed dating and shit.
Oh, speed dating.
Like,
how, yeah.
You got to really, like, I can't believe there's people that, like, really just want to meet, like, their whole lives is like, I got to meet someone. Like, I see, it's mainly girls, but I'm not going to.
It's because they have a time frame where they could have babies.
Guys have a time frame, too. At 32, all of our hairline is going to be gone.
Yeah.
Like, if you're a guy, you have to understand that you have a pretty much the same timeline as a girl, because you're going to start getting fat and your hair is going to be at the warning track by, like, 35.
Start getting back hair.
Yeah, once you start getting back hair, you really got to be like, all right, I got to find a girl now.
I never thought about that. The ladies are always like, well, we're on a time frame. Like, I want the healthiest kid, blah, blah, blah. It's like, what about us?
Yeah, like, I'm going to look like Homer Simpson by age 40.
Like, I got to lock you in, bitch, before I look ugly.
I'm getting ugly. I can see it every day. I can get uglier. And we can always adopt a kid, but you can't adopt looks. Well, I guess you can. You get plastic surge, but it only helps so much.
Surge!
Plastic surge, Sabaka.
Nice. Should we take questions?
Let's do it.
All right.
Hey, Rob and Andy, this is Ryan from Minnesota. Longtime Gener, first time wetter. But I was wondering what your guys' favorite sports announcer call is from all time. As a Minnesotan myself, it's got to be Paul Allen on the mic going digs, sideline, touchdown! But yeah, for the Minneapolis Miracle. So just wondering what your guys' is. Love you, bye.
I just want to say on Patreon, patreon.com/wetjeanspodcast, you get first dibs to ask us a question, you get an extra episode a week and all that shit. You'll have first access to the tickets to the show. But anyway, I don't know, do you have one? I don't really have one.
When Man City beat QPR, I remember that was really cool. Ian Dark on the call, and there was another one that was really good. I can't remember his name, like Martin.
Firecracker.
Taylor. An absolute firecracker. Yes, I mean, soccer, they have the best calls.
Yeah, they do.
Doc Emrick's had some great ones.
Ah, waffle morning!
Wow, Miller! No, or Rick DeGenerate. How do you say his last name? Or RIP?
Degenerate.
Yeah, he'd be like, wow, Miller! Wow!
That was pretty good. Probably just Dickie V be swelling, are you serious? He can't be serious.
This is my impression of Dick Vitale looking at his radio, trying to figure out if it's FM or XM. Are you serious?
That's unreal.
Sorry.
No, that was good.
All right. Hey, Rob. Hey, Andy. It's Joe from Buffalo. Do you guys know what it is about the sun that just makes me want to grab a chili one every single time it's sunny? I'll hang up and listen. I'll see you March 30th. Looking forward to it.
That is true. The weather in Scottsdale right now is fueling my bender. I've been on a horrific bender. I think it actually is finally coming to a close. I keep getting sick.
Yeah, that's the worst part. But sometimes you just got to battle through, but then like at some point it'll just keep going in spikes.
Yeah, it's crazy what happens if you drink every day. Like, things start getting crazy.
I did not realize that alcohol had any negative effects.
I had no idea.
Yeah. And we have a girl, so I'll play her.
Oh, shit.
Hold on to your butts. I think I actually saw a couple.
Hey, Andy. Hey, Rob. This is Elise from Scottsdale, Arizona. I told a coworker about the show, and she loved it, but told me to be careful who I recommend it to. So my question is, am I getting fired? Also, can you do a Scottsdale live show? Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, like, the thing is, we have to hit all the hot spots. Like, we have demographics. They're always asking, what are your demographics? What's the age? Shut the fuck up.
Why does it matter?
Shut up.
Just shut up. Everybody's whatever.
Shut up. But yeah, I mean, eventually, I think we should. I don't care if we do one in front of fucking 20 people, dude.
As long as they're there to see us, I don't really care.
Yeah,
I don't really care the size. It'll be like a little, like when, a little acoustic version.
I don't care the size. It's okay if it's tiny.
Yeah, size doesn't matter. It's how you use the crowd.
But yeah, it's like, yeah, I think we should eventually. Yeah, I think this live show thing is going to be like a game changer. I think it's going to be really fun. I think like it's going to be a very like regular thing.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck, we don't have a script or anything, so we could just like go on the road and just, I mean, we're just doing the show. Like for all I know, it could fucking suck.
Yeah.
We might go to Boston. It might be so bad. And we charge you to get in. And people always say this, like, the back half of the episode is always the best because we're warming up. Like, we don't talk about anything before this. We just get on the mics.
Right.
But yeah, we have another girl. This is insane.
Holy shit.
But yeah, thanks for listening to the show. Yeah, I guess you do have to recommend. I was in Cox, the worst store of all time. Like, it's hell.
Yeah, those are the worst.
And this guy goes, I'm like getting Wi-Fi from my place. And he looks at my phone number. He goes, what? Jeans? And I was like, because it's under my name.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, oh, it's like my podcast. He's like, what is that about? And he's like, is it like a weird, like everyone thinks it's sexual.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was like a porn. Yeah, which is crazy. You can't even use the word wet anymore.
You really can't.
You really can't.
Love when chicks get wet. All
me
right.
Too.
Hey, Andy. Hey, Rob. Jess from Thunder Bay, Ontario here. I hope you answer this because I literally went out to my car at work to ask this question. But if you could be on one sports team, what one would you pick? Personally, I picked the Danbury Trashers because I could just see myself there. But that's just me. Love you, boys.
Yeah, thanks for dedication to leaving work to ask that. Yeah, Danbury Trasher, that's a good one if you like to just do blow and fight people and
get
really
paid by the mob.
Yeah, get a hold of your inner 70s. Or when was Coke big? In the 60s? 60s?
70s?
80s.
70s and 80s probably. Was that in its heyday?
Yeah. One sports team. Oh, man, that's a good question. Honestly, like, this is going to sound like so dumb, but probably the Miami Heat.
The Heat culture seems great.
Playing in the NBA in Miami, dude, just...
And I love Jimmy Bucks.
Yeah, Jimmy Buckets. Just be so much swag, dude.
Yeah.
Have a boat, just chicks on it.
All the time.
Be sick. Smoking J's. That's probably the Miami Heat.
Yeah. For me, it'd be the New England Revolution.
Just making, like, 65K a year playing pro soccer.
Playing in front of, like, a quarter-filled Gillette.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Yeah, what's up? It's Sorry. Sam from Maryland. Can I just get Andy to do a Jerry Seinfeld impression of a guy doing a Jose Banks suits commercial? Thanks, boys.
That's good.
But come on down to Jose Banks. We got one suit. We'll give away five for free. What's the deal with Jose Bank? It's not even a bank.
That was good.
Thanks.
You just come up with that off the top of your head?
Yeah.
It's good.
All right, I got to... Oh, wait, hold on.
There is another chick.
Wait. Delaney?
No, there's another chick?
Wait, she said, you guys have sent this voice memo question so long ago, but I saw it on Patreon, please. So yeah, so we'll play it. So she said,
we got way more girl listeners now.
Yeah, we have way more listeners.
Hell yeah.
Hi, Rob and Andy. Delaney from Minnesota here, and I was just wondering what you guys thought the hottest job a woman can have is, other than, like, a bartender, you know, like, the obvious ones. Thanks, boys. Love the pod.
Flight attendant.
Wasn't even done. Flight attendant was like a big, like, they used to be like, that used to be like a requirement, like you had to be an absolute missile.
Yeah, I like them because they cheat a lot and they don't care about their husbands, which is where I slide in.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm just kidding, I'm not a homewrecker, but maybe I am, I don't know. It's not my home.
Yeah, it's not my house.
I don't know. It's a good question. What's the hottest job a chick can have? Like a ring girl for the UFC.
Yeah,
but like all the fighters just trying to whack them, so not that.
Yeah, the problem is it doesn't have to be a job where predominantly hot people work. It could just be like I'm trying to think of something.
What about like a girl that works at like the makeup section in Nordstrom at the mall?
That'd be pretty cool.
Like a fiery Hispanic.
Yeah, she like stops you, or like she's from like Hungary.
Mm.
She stops you and sprays you.
Oh, I already know. Tennis player.
Oh yeah, an athlete.
Athlete, but tennis. Tennis.
I would just be a chick that works retail.
Hell yeah, dude.
Fucking just
like a Zara?
Yeah, like Zara. And she just like...
She just wants it all.
Yeah, and she just tells me about how shitty her day was dealing with asshole customers.
She's just begging for it.
Yeah, and she just wants it.
That's a good one. She wants it.
It's Jada from Calgary, and I was wondering if you guys have considered making merch that's like a play on Andy's Toughest Tiger. But like maybe it's like Toughest Jeaner. Or, like, wettest Jeaner shirts. I think that could be fun.
Yeah, we were going to do that. We're going to do Toughest Tiger for you in my Little League All-Star, but I can't find the picture of me, by the way, which is gutting.
Oh, that is pretty gutting. I think I have
probably
the
got
one.
Lost in a divorce.
I think I have the... I don't know if I have mine.
The Toughest Jeaner, the Wettest Jeaner?
The Wettest Jeaner Award.
Yeah, that could be a good one, though. Put, like, I'm so wet on a t-shirt. I'm unbelievably wet.
I'm a Jeaner and I'm wet as fuck.
That's a good one, dude.
All right, let's find another question.
Thanks for the questions. They're all good today.
Yeah, this is Big Edzo here.
Hello, my name is Nick Ritchie from Boston, Massachusetts. I'm wondering where to send my resume to be a part of the personal entourage for the Wet Jeans live podcast show.
Nick Ritchie.
His name was Ed, but I guess he's Nick Ritchie now.
We already have our VIP taken up by your girls, but yeah, I mean, come to the show, please. That'd be sick.
Yeah.
Eddie.
What's up, fellas? This is Owen from Virginia here, and I was wondering if you'd rather be stuck on Epstein's Island or stuck in Rob Dyrdek's Fantasy Factory.
Robbie Dyrdek's?
Well, if you're on the island, are you a kid or are you an adult?
Yeah, that's
either
actually,
way, it's kind of...
Either way, it's, I mean...
It's not the best look.
Yeah,
it's not perfect.
But I just would never rather be... I would never want to be the kid on that.
Yeah, I would probably stay away from Epstein's Island, but again, like, Rob Dyrdek's Fantasy Factory does not sound good.
Yeah.
There's a lot of weird shit going down there. I would argue that Rob Dyrdek has weirder shit going on in his Fantasy Factory, his Fantasy Fuck Factory, than Epstein's Island.
I feel like he's got to have... Just a ton of shit, or like a ton of like blackmail on MTV, because that ridiculousness show is on all the time.
There's something criminal going on.
Yeah, some sort of. All right, this is Avery.
What's up, Avery from Boston? Everyone been saying Sydney Sweeney brought boobs back. Honestly, I thought it was Gypsy Rose who brought them back. Let me know what you guys think.
Is Gypsy Rose the girl that killed her mom?
Yeah.
And everyone likes her.
Yeah. That chick looks insane. Well, I mean, she killed her mom, so she is, but, like, shit's crazy.
Brought boobs back? You were saying this.
I, yeah, I mean, It's
tits back.
Tits are so back. It's almost belligerent.
That's cool.
Which is nice. It's nice because we've been in ass country for a while now, and I was having a great time reaping the rewards of that. But I understand that things go in circles, and my time. I'm an ass man, obviously, so like the tides are starting to change. But I'm happy for everyone else. Everyone should have their spot. So
yeah,
like, I'm glad that it's becoming a tit country again, and tits are awesome.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Paulina. I'm from Mexico. Love the show.
Whoa!
So my question is,
DM me.
How do I like trick my boyfriend into proposing?
Wait, did we answer this before?
I don't think so. I didn't know we had a. I didn't know we had a miss.
From Mexico, how do I trick my boyfriend into proposing?
Pregnant?
Yeah. Get knocked up.
Yeah. And just don't get an abortion.
Yeah, no abortion. My body, my choice. If you have to trick them, though, I don't know if that's the best route to take as far as a companionship for the rest of your life.
You're right.
Like if you have to fool him into...
trick him to like, he can't go back on it. It's pretty hard to trick someone into marrying you. That's why I would like an arranged marriage. Just, all the work's done for me, and then, like, it's no one to, like, I don't have someone else to blame if I hate her.
Bring back arranged marriages.
Sounds so much better.
That should be the title.
Hey, fellas, it's Cruz from Calgary, Alberta. Just wondering why AZ88 and Old Town charges, like, $40 for an espresso martini. Insane.
That's all of Scottsdale, fella.
Yeah, unfortunately.
That's all of it.
Speaking of cheap drinks, when this comes out, it'll be too late, but today... $4.99 margs at Chili's to celebrate their 49th anniversary.
49th anniversary of Chili's.
What a fuck! I can't wait for 50 next year. I'm gonna fucking come.
Are you going?
I want to. It sounds amazing to get some Presidente margs. Yeah. I think you get a free cup too.
Damn, yeah. Bro.
That's what I saw on Twitter.
Yo, we gotta film some shit and like go into Chili's and get hammered.
The Chili's by me would be a good Chili's doing because it's very like it's like that Chili's is too nice. It's not a proper representation of Chili's. The Chili's where I live is, it's really dim, and it's dark, and all the waitresses are always talking about their shit, and like it's awesome.
Are you near?
Yeah,
I'm like.
No. Well, I'm not. I'm like goes.
I'm like close to you.
Yeah, we're not that far now.
I didn't realize like that was.
Yeah, you're in a good spot. You're just a hook and a...
Don't dox me.
Well, we can go... Well, we're not that far from...
Where? Oh, yeah. No. I'm like in the middle of here and up there.
Which is actually like a perfect spot.
Yeah, it's all right. It's good. But...
Not too close to the soup, but not too far away from the poop.
Yeah. That's one way to put it. Yeah. I agree with that.
Hey, Rob. Hey, Andy. Tita from Guelph here. Can the two of you just look into each other's eyes and say one thing you love about one another? Thanks, bye.
I feel like that gets asked.
Does that get asked so much?
On the Patreon, eh?
It's got to be the same kid. Yeah. We have like a scary amount of girls on this. Like, what is going on?
Holy shit,
that?
Let me pull some up. I didn't see any more come on.
Oh, wait, it's old.
Oh.
Should I play it anyway? Hold on, let's just check.
I wanted to add to this. This is days later, by the way, but I've been thinking about the answer myself. When he disappears, not only does he disappear...
I don't know what's going on.
Hey, boys, love the pod. This is Ollie from Montana. I'm just wondering, if you won a bet with some crazy fucking amount of money, like millions of dollars,
I think I've heard this one.
But then the moment you're about to accept the money, your future self appears in front of you, frantic. He looks dilapidated. He looks like he's lost everything. He says, no matter what you do, do not take this
money. Oh, yeah, we've done this one.
Yeah, we did that one.
Sorry, Allie. Sorry for cutting you short there, but I think we just have one more command. Hold on.
My name is John. I'm from Montreal, Canada. And I just want to know, how fired up do you think Carey Price got with the Costitzen brothers? And which one did he like more out of the two back in his heyday, you know? Like, was it Ciggs? Was it alcohol?
Continuing.
Was it drugs that was the problem? I don't know. I just feel like Heater would know.
All right.
What up, fellas? This is Brayden from Iowa. What are your thoughts on global warming?
All right,
it's gay. Right, I think I got. I don't think we played this one.
Robbie, Andy. My name is Robbie Gucci. I'm from Chatham, and I was wondering when you guys were gonna come to Chatham, Kent. You haven't been returning any of my phone calls. I've been calling you guys the last 6 months or so. Yeah, when are you going to Chatham?
I guess I'll not be rude. I'll answer that one kid's question for I don't know what Carey Price was on, and I'm not going to talk about it because the guy went to like rehab. And then what was the one before that?
It's actually kind of interesting that the word hab is in the word rehab.
Ayo.
Just thought of that.
Good tweet would have been Carey Price puts a hab in rehab.
If I could travel back in time to any spot, would that's what you would he do. Would even appreciate that too, I feel like. Like a joke, sometimes a joke is good enough where like the person expends and enjoys it.
Yeah, what do I think about global warming? I don't know, fella.
It doesn't really affect me.
Yeah, I don't care. As long as I'm private, keep lighting trash on fire. I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to be here anyway.
I'm still going to host my annual styrofoam burning event.
That's my favorite event to go to.
Yeah, the one that my trash and styrofoam burning event, biannually actually. It's twice a year. We just burn a bunch of shit. That'd be so funny. You know what, Joe? You know what I was thinking? Term I really think is funny is when they say something is restaurant quality.
I've never heard that.
You never heard that? Like no. Someone says like this is restaurant quality steak or something like that. Like, bro, this shitty ass restaurant.
What does that mean?
Yeah. I just think it's a funny way to refer to, like, it means, like, something's nicer than, like, maybe the other competition. Like, this is restaurant quality mashed potatoes or some shit.
Depends on the restaurant. You know where I went the other day? Sumamaya. It sucked.
Really? I've never been.
Bad. I got, this is actually really funny. My sister and her boyfriend, I got my entree before they got anything, and I ordered another one. Their shit was taking so long that I said, watch this. I'm going to order another entree and see if I can get it before you. And I got my second entree at the same time that they got their first.
Wait, what did they get? Like, why was yours like something that should have been faster?
No, it was short rib tacos and they got like sushi rolls.
So that should have been the opposite. They don't have to cook anything.
Yeah. And it was freezing in there. My sister goes, can you guys like turn off the air? Like, it was 50 degrees.
Really?
And the lady goes, no, we can't turn off the air, but we have blankets.
What do you want? Like, what do you want my blanket like hanging over my food?
So they had blankets. Like, maybe it's a problem with your air if you need to supply blankets to your patrons.
Exactly. You're not attacking the root of the problem here. Just make it warmer if people need blankets inside.
So then she forgot one of the orders. And she's like, we're short-staffed. Like, no, you're not. You just forgot.
You can just say that and people will be like, we'll have to forgive you. We're giving, like, I think you shouldn't be mean to people that work in, like, the food industry. But
unless
they're
a cunt.
Yeah, unless they're a cunt. But I feel like we're giving them too much leeway. Because now you can just say we're short-staffed and the service can be terrible.
I don't care if you're short-staffed. Why are you blocking off the whole parking lot and making people valet? That gets me mad.
Yeah, I hate that shit.
They block off the parking lot that's right in front of the restaurant, and they say, valet only. Why? A valet should only be if you park your car in front and they have to take it to a garage or drive it under the ground to a garage. It shouldn't be. I don't need a valet if the parking lot's right here at Sumamaya.
And it's uncovered.
It's right there.
It's not like special parking.
I saw the car. The car, I'm not exaggerating, was 30 feet away from me that they made me valet.
It's insane.
How unbelievable is that?
That's such an Arizona thing here. Scottsdale thing.
And during the week, they don't do that, though. During the week, they don't do it. It's just there's a parking lot, there's a restaurant. And then they block it off, and they make some douchebag valet your car, and then you have to tip and pay.
So do you think, does it work? Is there a valet company that approaches the restaurant and like pays them a certain amount of money to let them valet? Is that how
they
that works?
They have to.
Because like it's not their
restaurant's getting a cut for sure.
Because like, yeah, because I don't think they would do it unless they were. Because like,
that's so frustrating.
Yeah, that's so insane.
So annoying.
Just doesn't need to be a business.
It's right there.
It's right. I can see my spot. And I was already driving. I just got out of the car, parked it, and now the car's starting again, so you can drive it in this spot. I just passed.
Now the valet guy is going to watch me get into the car drunk.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the worst part. That's the worst part.
So I got my keys. Hey, keys in the car? Can I get a last name? Dude, I'm 5 feet from the door. Suck my dick. Shut the fuck up. Are we should record Saturday for sure, by the way.
I'm down.
Have one of those days. Those days are out of control.
Like just an out of control Saturday.
Every time we leave the studio, the last two times we record on Saturday and just go straight out to the bars, we get seen on the road. People are like, what, jeans?
Yeah.
Yeah, but just recorded. They're like, no way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot we saw the kid with the...
Boston.
Yeah.
Come to the show if you're listening.
Yeah, if you're the kid we saw.
People better show up and they better be rowdy.
I want it to be crazy.
It will. I have faith in Boston.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like we're going to goddamn, like, I don't know, South Carolina.
Get those Southerns.
Those Southern
Bales.
I don't know. Do they get rowdy in South Carolina?
I feel like...
I know, for ball they do.
Yeah, if it's a football team with maroon colors.
Good gridiron.
The gridiron.
Yeah, I think Boston would be rowdy. Probably be like over at the top, probably.
Yeah, might get into Trubs.
Trubs! I mean, we could see how fast ticket sales go. If they're going fast, we're going to jack up the price.
Make like $1,000 a piece. Charge more than T-Swift.
Sexy Red's charging $80.
$80?
$80 ticket. But she's like, she's popping.
Yeah, like she probably knows that she's going to be somewhat of a flash in the pee. So she might, like it's...
She might not.
You never know, but rap is a very like, people come and go. It's like a running back in the NFL sort of thing.
Yeah. It's a Saquon to the Eagles.
Oh yeah, I saw that. And the guy told, and then
God damn it, I have a fucking appliance guy showing up. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
What's the appliance?
Putting brackets on my TV because I'm such a pathetic loser. I can't do any of that shit.
I can't either.
I got a nightstand in the mail today and my brain shut down. I don't know how to screw things, and I know it's like a big, that's an ick probably with the ladies.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm not doing that. There's 90 different pieces. There's screws. There's directions. I open up the directions in Japanese. I flip them around. I open up another page in Mexican. It takes me 5 minutes just to get to the American directions, and yeah. I get it. There has Japanese people, they use tables too, and Mexican people and all that shit, but like I can barely get through the part where you open the pamphlet.
Yeah.
And now you're telling me I got to level shit and screw something into something and put screw A into leg B and
I hate
doing it's that nuts.
Shit.
Yeah.
I hate it. And yeah, like I
hate it too.
Like even just putting simple shit together, like when I put together like a cat tree, I was just like, God, I would just rather be dead.
I'd rather get hosed like by a guy that's gonna come in there and be like, all right, what's the damage? I'm like, well,
what was it? Parts and labor and
$90. Guy was there for 25 minutes.
Yeah,
guy's charging me like lawyer money.
And it was so easy for him too. You know that too. Like every time, that's why I always hate. I always pretend like there's a reason why I couldn't do it, because for some reason I feel like I need to act like more of a man around people that can put shit together. That's why I hate going to the fucking hate going to the mechanic, because like I just go to them and I'm just like a...
Yeah, but you shouldn't know that.
Yeah, I also shouldn't. Like, why would I know that? I didn't take, like, they didn't teach us that shit in school.
I was just out of mechanic. Shout out to Brake Masters. They're legit.
What's that?
Shout out my girl Felicia.
At Brake Masters?
Yeah. They set me up, like, real good. They, like, saved me $1,000. They were, like, telling me shit that, like, I was getting overcharged for. And they're like, we'll do it. And I was like, hell yeah. And I was just, like, really nice to them, and they appreciated it. And Felicia's my girl over at Brake Masters, but... but yeah, you're not supposed to know that shit though. Like I this guy, I completely lied to him. I said, oh yeah, like I know how, like you just said, you try to prove that you know stuff, because I don't want to be like a guy that doesn't know anything, which I am though.
Yeah, I was going to say that's exactly who I am.
He's taking a TV mount off another TV and just putting it on a new TV. So it's like you do have to just take the TV off, but there's brackets on the TV. You got to take those brackets off, put them on a new bracket, and then hang the TV. And I just said, yeah, I don't have the tools to do it. Like, I just need someone to do it. I have a full toolbox. I have everything I need to do it.
I have a toolbox that looks like an old game of Jumanji. It has dust covering it. And, like, if I took it out, I would have to blow on it to get the dust out. Like, whew, and it'd go, whoosh. That's what, like, those tools are never going to get used.
No. I don't know how to do any of that shit. I'm not putting anything together. I'm just going to call it pathetic, call it what you want. Like, I'm secure in my own body where people are like, oh, you should learn this because that's like what guys do. I just don't have it in me. I'm sorry. I just don't.
It'd be different if I had an interest in it.
I don't have the patience.
I don't have the patience. I don't have the interest. I don't like doing things that I'm not interested in. So, like, I always think about that. Like, sometimes I'll think about, like, I'll, like, watch a YouTube tutorial video on something that just I would like to be able to do. And if I'm not, but I'm just, like, I realize I'm just doing it so in case someone asks me, I can do it. But I'm not interested in it, so I don't give a fuck.
I will never be able to mount on TV. Ever.
No.
Ever. And if that turns off the lady, I'm not the guy for you then.
The whole thing about like red flags and icks is the problem I have it with is like, okay, so you tell me I have an ick. What do you want me to change? Like, you want me to not be myself? Like, say a girl's like, yeah, it's like a huge ick that you like wrestling. What are you? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to change who I am deep down for some pussy. I don't think so, buddy.
Yeah.
So that whenever some like when people are like, that's an ick, I go, okay, well, you don't have
to. Have you ever been told that that's an ick?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I've
been told.
Well, ladies have told you that watching WWE is an ick.
I don't know if someone said it directly to my face, but I've definitely like heard that. I'm trying to think if someone said it to my face.
I doubt it. It'd probably be over text.
They probably don't say it to my face because they're going to get a fucking F5 through the table if they say
they're going
to
get assaulted.
There's wrestling. There's no, it's gender equal. So I will powerbomb you through the table. I don't care if you're a guy, girl, or they or them. You cross my path. I'll put you in the dirt.
Your Honor.
Your Honor, I rest my sexy little case.
Your Honor, wrestling is gender equal. Case dismissed.
Case disseed.
What is that, a G5 jet flying 20 feet off the ground?
I was going to say we're not that close.
We getting bombed?
We're not that close to an airport. I think the Japanese are coming. They're gonna bomb the SS Arizones.
Arizones! I wonder what my ick is. Probably just I'm a huge retard.
I mean, we definitely have a lot. I bet girls like...
Oh, for sure.
I definitely have a lot. But
why does he always wear a hat? Actually, check my Instagram 2 posts ago, bitch. I didn't wear a hat.
Yeah, there you go, bitch. Just making arguments with imaginary people.
I don't know. That and I'm alcoholic? That might be one.
That's probably...
I don't know if girls like that. Probably not.
I don't know. You're not like... I think... I feel like as long as it's not impute, like you don't hit people when you get drunk, so it's like that's probably not that bad.
I don't get mad. I get more fun.
Yeah. So it's like that's probably not bad. I don't see how that could be a red flag.
It's actually an enhancement.
Yeah. I feel like your alcoholism isn't a... It shouldn't depend on how much you drink. It should depend on how you act when you drink. Like if I drink 7 days a week, 13 beers a day, and I'm just fun as fuck every day, how is that a bad thing?
No, I would encourage you to keep drinking.
Yeah, like come on. I'm not late. You said this on an episode. I remember this. You said it's not really a drinking problem until you start showing up late for things. And I feel like that's the perfect way to look at it. Like it's not a problem no matter what you're doing unless you're becoming late.
Mine's kind of like that. I mean, sometimes I've been too hung to do the pod.
Yeah, but that's just part of the game.
Yeah, that is just part of the game. But
like when you start showing up late for like people's funerals and shit, and you're like, you reek of booze.
Or if you're like in the casino, like that one kid I told you about last episode, he's like, "What day is it?" And the guy's like, "Told him the date." He's like, "No, like what day is it?" The guy's like, "Thursday," and he's like, "Oh."
Yeah, like when someone tells you the day of the week and you go, oh no.
Oh shit.
That you probably have a problem. I don't know what your problem is, but you have one.
That guy was so faded. Like that he was out of his mind.
I'm going to are you gonna come to Vig next week?
Oh, I don't know. I'll probably know by like in 2 days.
Okay, I bought my
you bought it?
Yeah, just cause like I was scared that it was gonna
Are you staying with Big Core?
Yeah,
nice.
The Caesars.
No.
Yeah. You kind of have to come.
Yeah, I kind of do. Are you going two nights or one?
I only booked the one there because Saturday, I know I'm going to wake up Saturday, and I already looked at the schedule. Bruins have a matinee.
Holy shit.
And dude, it's on the network, so it'll be at the sportsbook, and I just want to gamble all Saturday.
So does he leave on Saturday?
I think so.
Fuck, that coward.
But I think if we get enough drinks,
we
can convince him to stay for sure.
I was tricking people into staying in Vegas. Yeah, I got to look at my schedule, but that's pretty much it. Yeah, I mean, I have a rare disease. I can never say no to Veggie.
I haven't been in too long. I love just going and just getting absolutely blitzkrieg bopped and just betting everything under the sun.
This guy just called me. I'm like, can you wait 30? That's not that big of an ask, right? It's going to take me 15 to get there.
I mean, why can't you say give them a date? Like, they're always like, can I come between 1 and 9?
That's the problem. That is the problem. Yeah. They're always like, oh, we're going to be there between 10 and 4.
Okay, well, I won't be there between 2 and 6.
Just sit around all day?
Yeah. You're the customer, too.
With my thumb on my ass!
I thought the customer was always right. That's what I was always told growing up.
I had that shit yesterday. Every day, actually. Every single day. Oh, I'll be there from 2. I don't want to say the name of the company and dox them, but this bed company will be there between 2 and 5. Cox Cable will be there between 2 and 8.
That's crazy.
Dude, what am I supposed to do? I can only jerk off so much.
Yeah.
But anyway, hold on. That's next week?
Yeah.
For your B-Day.
Yeah, that's also the thing. My birthday would be that Sunday. Like
on Palm Sunday.
It's on Palmy Suns. Let's go.
Palm Suns.
What's Palmy Suns? Like when people can start doing the shit that they gave up for Lent?
Yeah.
Or is that something different?
Because Good Friday is on the 29th. And then Easter's on the 31st.
Oh, shit.
All those religious, all these Catholic Christians or whatever the hell. So you go on the 22nd.
Yeah, but American Airlines, like 2 p.m., get in like 3.
I don't think I can do that, but I might. I don't know. My brain is so fucked recently. I don't know. I think I can do the 23rd the morning of.
Either or. He has the whole day Friday, so.
And then we got to make him put an extra hotel room on his company card.
That's what I was thinking before he leaves.
Or just don't tell him. Just go, like, when he's wasted, just bring him to the front desk. Or we could do it ourselves.
Yeah.
Get access. Get him to put you on the room, and then you extend under his name.
That's the goal. That's
an all-time classic move.
Yeah, the bait and switch.
Classic bait and switch. Yeah, I'll try. I want to go. I'm just kind of strapped for cash right now.
That's the place to go, though. You can win some.
Yeah, you can win some. You can lose some. Imagine just winning, like, a ton of money, like, hitting slots for, like, $1.2 million. One of these times, I haven't won in Vegas in a very long time. I went 10 times last year, probably more. Probably around 15 times. Didn't win once.
Really?
Or maybe once.
I started winning when I started strictly doing the sports betting and not. Actually, the last time I played.
Table games are hard, bro.
I know, they're so hard. But actually, last time we did win money that one time. Remember when the dealer tried to give us the wrong amount of money? And we were like, and it wasn't like a ton of money, but it was like, if I come to Vegas, it's hard enough to win here. I want all the money.
Get it right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Get it right. They were saying that we had single chips and we didn't, right? Wasn't that it?
Yeah, it was like $20 chips and they gave us how much it would be for like $1 chips. I was like, this is not happening.
And then they like, are you down? There's like, it's like, dude, I'm just trying to get to the airport.
Yeah.
All right, well, yeah. Oh, fuck. Just doing no ads. This episode is brought to you by Manscaped. Use code What Jeans for 20% off manscaped.com. Actually, reminds me, we have to go to the P.O. box. They sent us the Performance Package 5.0.
Let's go.
Has everything you need for male grooming. Guys, if you need whatever for your beard, for your ball sack, shampoo, conditioner, for your beard, Manscaped has it all. To this day, we've never had a complaint about the company Manscaped. They've been our best sponsor for years. They're keeping the lights on. Go to manscaped.com. Use code WETJEANS for 20% off and free shipping of anything you want. It's a company I really, really like. And if like, dude, we're fucking guys, dude. We don't know where to buy shit. Like, where do you go? Just Manscaped has everything. Comes with free boxers and a travel kit. I still use the travel bag.
Me too.
The boxers are actually sick.
I'm wearing them right now.
Nice. They hold your sack up.
They say Manscaped right across the, like, the above the dick.
Yeah. This episode was brought to you by Lucy. Lucy makes tobacco-free nicotine for people to focus better, think deeper, chill out smoother, and inspire creativity. Throw a fucking lip in, upper decker, lower decker. You can focus better. You can relax. And guess what? There's no tobacco in this shit. So unfortunately for the Native Americans, we are not supplying money to them for their tobacco anymore. But we are going to casinos and losing money. So we're still supporting them.
Evens out.
But yeah, you'll never find tobacco in any of the products. And there's 5 different strengths from 2 milligrams all the way up to 12. So there's 12 different flavors. Probably my favorite part about Lucy, 12 different flavors. Cinnamon, mint, mango, wintergreen, pomegranate, apple ice, espresso, and more.
These are all 8. Do we have any?
Yeah, we have. This is 4. I don't think we have the 12. They have gum, too. If you want to get a buzz on without your chick getting rattled, chew some Lucy gum. That's lucy.co. Use code WETJEANS for 20% off, I believe. But yeah, thank you to our sponsors. Sorry we're reading you at the end of the show, which is what we're not supposed to do.
Well, everybody says it's the best part, so.
Yeah, everybody does say that. But all right, everybody. Take care.
Just thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, drive safe.
And if this will probably come out Friday, so enjoy your little sexy little weekend.
Yeah, love one another.
ELE. Everybody, love everybody.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.